The United States has joined calls by the United Nations for Myanmar to end a telecommunications blackout in the country's west, where the Myanmar military is conducting what it calls clearance operations against a Buddhist insurgent group, the Arakan Army. The conflict is not targeting the region's Rohingya Muslims, but the UN says it is concerned that government troops could be committing what it calls gross human rights violations under the cover of the blackout. Now, a local journalist who has been in hiding from Myanmar authorities since May says the clashes are intensifying. Our reporter Henry Zwartz has been investigating. Hi, Henry.
Hi, Linda.
What has this journalist told you about what life is like on the ground in Rakhine State?
He's saying it's very difficult. I mean, conflict in Myanmar's Rakhine State, which borders Bangladesh, is continuing to ramp up. Clashes have been ongoing between the government and the Arakan Army. That's a Buddhist ethnic rebel group. The area originally came to attention in 2017 when you had 700,000 Muslim Rohingya flee into Bangladesh after a military crackdown, but this is actually a Buddhist insurgency, so it's a separate conflict. The latest turmoil is part of a push by the state's Buddhist population for greater autonomy. So it's very difficult to get a true sense of what's happening on the ground because the military's actually cut internet access to much of Rakhine State. But we did get to speak with this one local reporter, Ong Mam U, who's been documenting the unfolding war. I did ask him what the situation was like on the ground, and this is what he had to say.
Just every day, you know, every day there's intensifying. I think 3 to 5 battles in any day, you know. So like sometimes 1 hour, 30 minutes, 50 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, with these two armed groups. I mean, the problem is a lot of civilians were injured and killed and also arrested by the military, by the troop. When the army troop saw the people who are catching fish or, you know, going to the farms for plantation and, you know, something like that, then they arrest them. And they beaten, the civilian were beaten and tortured. After the information on news blackout, the situation has been worse.
And so why do you think the internet has gone black? Why do you think the internet has gone out?
Because we report a lot of information outside in English. And also on the other hand, the people cannot give information to us and also outside world. So that's why they cut the internet.
And what about you? I mean, you say you're in hiding. Why are you in hiding? What's happening there?
Because we are charged with the Unlawful Association Act, but we are not clear on what kind of article or reports why we were charged with. I don't understand. But the problem is they are, you know, keep searching for me to arrest, especially the SPN local police.
What would you say to the international community about the situation there right now?
I would like to request and urge the international community to give more pressure on the Burmese army and also the Burmese government and the Myanmar government. And on the other hand, the Burmese army, the true not to kill and, you know, arrest the civilians.
Journalist Ong Mam U speaking with our reporter Henry Zwartz, who is with me in the studio. So, Henry, where does this leave Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi?
It leaves her in a very difficult position. There's a division of power in Myanmar between Aung San Suu Kyi's civilian government and the military. The military really has control over all of these border regions, so she doesn't actually have much say at all in what goes on there. There hasn't been really any statement from her condemning what's going on either. So Sean Turnell is an Australian advisor to Suu Kyi, and he spoke with us earlier.
Rakhine State, I think it's fair to say, has been a disaster for the civilian government. The atrocities and the various things that have taken place there have not been under the control of the civilian government, but it's had a massive impact on the civilian government in trying to conduct economic reform and even to conduct normal international relations with countries of goodwill. So it's been an enormous problem and remains an enormous problem.
Sean Turnell, an Australian advisor to Aung San Suu Kyi, our reporter Henry Zwartz.